Awakening Together members meeting. And I see Jay saying, hi, Joe. I'm assuming that's Joe Wolf. Let me peek. Are you here, Joe Wolf? Yes, you are. Yeah, Joe Wolf is gonna share a little bit during the member meeting as well. Jay says he is recording. I'm also recording, Jay, but it's good to have us both recording in case, you know, there's a glitch somewhere. That has happened before. So tonight's meeting, I just have very little planned tonight. I just wanted to show you a little bit about what's happening on the website. Also, Joe has something he wants to share, and then after that, we will just open it up for questions, for anything at all that anyone wants to ask or wants to hear me speak about. What I wanted to show you about the Awakening Together website is that Jay and I are working on adding a section of the website that is specifically for members. And in fact, let me pop over there. I logged in as admin tonight so that I could share links. I'm a little slow though. I'm a slow person. Let's see, I gotta remember how to do this without touching my control key. Oh yes, I right click, right? Yeah, there we go, right click and paste. Okay, here's a link to awakeningtogether.org. For anybody who wants to click on that, and if you click on that, you will go to our website. And then if you want to, if you like to see as you're hearing, you'll be able to look at what I'm telling you about. So awakening-together.org is our website. And when you get to the Awakening Together homepage, if you look at the menu bar, over towards the right, you will see a menu option called For Members. And if you click on that, you will notice that there are some menu items there. These are still being built. Some of them have things already in place. Some of them do not. But the very first option on the menu is Member Orientation. If you want to, you can click on that. This is a page that
you get to the Awakening
want to look at as a reference. This is a page you should receive actually automatically when you become a member, but now you have reference to go back to it. It just prompts you about signing up for the daily updates if you want to receive those, donating if you want to donate, attending our weekly gatherings if you want to do that, and then it shares a little bit about what the other member privileges are and how you can get involved, including how to submit articles, how to get your website or blog on our website, how to become a presenter in the room, an administrator in the room, how to become a reader in the weekly gathering, how to submit your local study group to be put on our website, you know, so things like that. So it's kind of a good reference just for members to have access to all of the different member privileges. So that's what's on that first menu item, the member orientation. Underneath that, on the For Members menu, you'll notice we have the Awakening Together news. If you are subscribed to the daily updates, anything that I post to the Awakening Together news, you receive in the daily update. But if you're not subscribed to the daily updates and you just kind of want to see what's going on, you can come to For Members and then click on Awakening Together News. And the types of things that we post here, like there was a reminder that tonight is the monthly member meeting. We posted here that the Pal Talk Room was getting a new name on January 1 and how to switch over to this new name. When we announced the minister program preparation classes, this was announced here. All member meeting audios, well, not here anymore, but they used to be here. Now we have a page for that, which you'll see. But any special announcements at all, new events that are posted, new retreats that there's information about. So this is where you keep informed with what's happening, is Awakening Together News. Next on the For Members menu is member meeting audios. What I've done is I've gone ahead and I've posted all previous member meeting audios here, but from this point forward, if you are interested in what happened during a member meeting but you were not able to attend, you'll be able to come here and hear the member meeting audios. This is where they're always going to be stored. Also, if you get the daily update, when they're posted here, they will also show up in the daily update as well. So that's another way to get it. Underneath that, you'll come to a page that says Financial Reports. Right now, there are no financial reports posted, but this is where we will post our financial reports so you can see what's happening with the money that you donate. Financial reports need to be approved by our board of directors before they are posted. So our next board of directors meeting is the second Sunday in February. So the very first financial report can't go up until after that meeting. So it'll be a bit of time before this page starts being populated. But after that, you'll always be able to find at least the annual report here, the most recent annual report. Probably the first one will only be a six-month report, though, and I'll tell you why, because Awakening Together started in July. So the first annual report will be 6 months. But this is where you can go and look at the finances if you want to see what they are. Underneath that, you'll see board minutes. We should probably start populating this week. The member board of trustees meets weekly. And the board of directors meets four times a year. But the member board of trustees meetings meeting minutes will go here also. So there will be new minutes posted here weekly. So if you really want to know what's going on and you want to know what's happening behind the scenes, you can come here and read the minutes. And then also the board of directors minutes will be posted here. But again, they only meet quarterly. So those minutes will be a lot less frequent. But we'll approve the first member meeting audio minutes tomorrow. And then we'll start posting. I'm not going to go back and post the last 6 months. That's a lot of reading and a lot of posting. But I will start posting, or Jay and I will start posting once tomorrow's minutes are approved. We'll begin posting the minutes, and then we'll post them every week after that. So kind of a going forward kind of thing rather than a going backwards. For members, underneath the board minutes, you'll see the policies and procedures link. Right now, all of our approved policies and procedures are here. We're still working on and writing new policies. So as we write them and as they're approved by the board of directors, more will be posted here. But you will always be able to come here if you're curious about any of our policies, if you want to read them again, you'll be able to come here. Right now, you can find a link to our constitution here. Our bylaws are still under development, hopefully will be approved at the February meeting, and then they'll be posted here once they're approved. Our financial philosophy and growth philosophy are already approved, so you can find them posted here. And then we also have, it looks like, six policies that are approved: the fixed asset capitalization policy, the member policy, the minister ordination and licensing policy, the online gathering room policy, the speakers policy, and the worship services policy. And there are more in the pipeline, but again, until after the board of directors meeting in February, there won't be any more approved because they are the approving authority. But after that meeting, I would expect we'll have more approved policies and they will be posted here as well. Next on the For Members menu, you'll find a link to the Members Forum. And it says that the Members Forum is under construction, but I want to give you an example of what this is going to look like. So hold on 1 second while I go get you an example. Here we go. Okay, now I'm going to bring this over in my own slow way and paste this link for you. Here we go. Yeah, really slow. All right. This link, if anybody is listening to the recording or listening on the radio, the link, if you want to go look at the example, is http, and then, of course, /divinecosmos.com/forums/form.php. Or if that's too much and you want to get to it with a shorter address, just go to divinecosmos.com. And then look on the menu bar for forum and click on that, and it'll get you to the same place. And if you go and look at the Divine Cosmos Forum, you'll notice here that, this is a, I don't know what you would call this. And I don't know, Jay, maybe I'll let you have the mic and talk a little bit about it too if you want to, if you do put up your hand. But what you can do is you can create different sections. Like they have a section called Announcements, a section called Discussions, and then a section called Archive, and another section called What's Going On. But then underneath each of these sections, you can have different threads, and people can read the threads and respond to the threads and make posts. What we plan to do with this is going to be, Jay says it's called a community site. What we plan to do is we plan to give passwords to our member forum to all of our members. So this will be the only area of our website that members have access to, but other people do not. But there are all kinds of things that we'll be able to put in here. One thing we can do is we can have a discussion group if people are interested. But actually, we have other ideas that I think are more important. One thing we can do is we can just have like a comment box or a write the president option, where if people want to ask questions about Awakening Together, make suggestions about Awakening Together, complain about Awakening Together as members, right? This would be a place where you could do that, just like a physical suggestion box. You would be able to go in and do that. Also, when we get to our elections, our member board elections will be coming up in July, where you'll be able to nominate and elect people to be on the member board of trustees. We'll see if we can make the elections happen in this section in some way, see if we can figure that out, because again, it's a members only section and we wouldn't want people who aren't members voting. So we'll work on seeing if we can make that happen here. I don't know if we can. If not, we'll figure something else out. Also, one thing we want to do is we want to start announcing events to our members first, especially events that have a very small space allotment, so that members can sign up first before we announce it to the general public. So we could make those types of announcements here for our members. We also may be able to, put something in here that's kind of like a members Craigslist. Where if, like, let's say one of you wants to go to Israel, but there's no Israel trip planned by Awakening Together, you could come in here and say, you know, I really want to go to Israel, but I don't want to go alone. Are there any other members that would like to get together with me and organize a trip? If there's something that you make and that you sell, like Barb McKinstry has recently started making these, I think they're called mezuzahs. It's a Jewish tradition to have a mezuzah outside your door, and usually there's a prayer inside, and you touch the mezuzah when you go in and out the door in order to have a heart remembrance of the prayer. She has started making lovely mezuzahs with Course in Miracles statements in them. I think they're course lessons. And if she wanted to, as a member, she could make those mezuzahs available through our members only Craigslist. So that type of thing could happen. If you are traveling across the country and you're hoping that other members will let you stay at their house, you could, post in our members only forum, hey, I'm making a cross country trip. I want, is there anybody that's willing to let me sleep in a bedroom at your house? Just anything like that could happen in this particular section. So, and probably as we get going, we'll get even more ideas. But that's the member forum that we're building, and so that's going to be the other thing under that menu. So those are some of the things I just wanted to show you that we're working on right now in order to, to have more things available to you. Just in case there's anyone in the room that really hasn't paid any attention to our website at all, just let me point out some other highlights for you. If you look at the About Us menu, you'll notice that's where you can find our purpose and values. You can also see who's on our current board of directors, who's on our current member board trustees. There's also a frequently asked questions there at the bottom. If you look at our Interact menu, one of the things that's interesting on the Interact menu, especially at the very, very bottom, is Awakening Together groups. This is study groups, typically hosted by Awakening Together members. You can not only find out what study groups might be near you, but if you have a study group, it could be posted here. If you look at our sanctuary menu, this is where our weekly schedule is. Also, it tells you here how to become a presenter or how to become an admin in the room. But the weekly schedule might be interesting to you to find out what's happening here when. If you look at the inspiration menu, this is where our daily quote is. This is also where our featured talks are. These are talks that are recorded right here in the room, and then they're posted on our menu bar. They could be by just about anybody in the room. We also have our archived gathering recordings here if you want to listen to a gathering you missed. Free ebooks are here. The Awakening Together blog, which you can submit articles to. The member blogs, which would be links to your websites, and if you want your link added, you can send it in. Also just related links. If you look at our events menu, you'll notice we have a lot going on under the events menu. The top thing, Introduction to the Minister Preparation Program, I'll probably remove tomorrow because that's full and the waiting list is long enough that it's worth it to remove that for now. But you'll notice that we also have a Costa Rica retreat coming up in March, a St. Louis small group retreats in April, a Choose Again retreat with Diedrich Wolsack in Colorado in May, a Santa Barbara Satsang retreat with Timothy Conway and Magdi and Kirtana in Santa Barbara, California in September, followed by a Soak in the Beauty retreat at the same location so you can travel once and have two different types of retreat experiences. So lots of things under the events calendar right now. Join Us is where you would go if you want to become a member or subscribe to the daily updates. And the four members menu I've already introduced you to, and Donate I think is self-explanatory. So that's kind of the highlights of our website. Before I turn the mic over to Joe, does anybody have any questions related to the website or any of the things I talked about, like you know, the posting of minutes, policies and procedures, the members forum, anything at all that you want to ask or share if you have your own ideas? Jay says he removed the MPP menu item just now, so that's already gone. Yeah, it's very full. It's as full as I can handle it. Any questions, suggestions, anything at all that you want to share based on what I've said so far? All right, then. I'm going to turn the mic over to Joe Wolf because he has something to share with us. Joe, the mic is yours.
Well, thank you, Regina. I wish that I could relay to you the impact that my prison ministry has made on so many who found themselves in that hell within the hell. For almost a decade now, I've been sending books to prisoners, copies of Course in Miracles, yearbooks, NTI, and a host of other books by many authors who've been so graciously willing to donate them to me to send them. But recently, over the past year and a half, I've been prompted to do something a little different. I've produced two books on my own. These were collaborative books contributions from Gary Renard, author of Disciplines of the Universe, and Carrie Triffitt, author of Long Time No See and the Consciousness Project. And we put together a couple of things, one of which was Letter to a Prisoner, which pretty much made for prisoners because it included all of the lessons from the workbook in the course. And the other one was The End of Reincarnation with Five Signs, which was pretty much the same thing without all the lessons. But for the last year and a half, I was prompted to do something else, and that was to get into the juicy details of this life. So I produced an autobiography. It's a little less than 225 pages that describe this life, you know, from early as a child up to the current time, and the efforts that have been ongoing with delivering genuine inspirational books to people who need them, prisoners, 12-steppers, and the poor. And the name of that book is In Warm Blood. You'll have to read it in order to get the gist of why I entitled that book In Warm Blood. But what it's done is, and already there's some rave reviews of, it's only been out for less than a month, and already I've been pummeled with all sorts of wonderful reviews about the book. But what it does is it describes the life of one of the least of us, as Jesus gently suggests, and it transforms experiences that occurred in this life in a way that it has become a helpful tool to those who need them. And what I mean by that is, you know, all experiences in life, if we review lesson 135 from the course, that all events, past, present, and to come, are gently planned by one whose only intention is our greater good. And I've come to realize that over the years. I think you and I, Regina, started the course about the same time, 2004, 2005, I forget how it was, but ever since then, the impulse and the guidance to deliver this to those of us who are perceived as less than or unworthy, somehow undeserving, these people have, their lives have been changed forever. In three prisons alone, I know that course groups have been allowed to formulate. Right now in California and in Florida and South Carolina, because of these efforts, prison administrations have allowed Course in Miracles gatherings to group together and men and women to come together and share. And more than that, there are many accounts of individuals who, men and women, who have communicated with me over the years and just expressed a profound gratitude for this effort. I do this because, having been a prisoner myself for 10 years, I know what it feels like to sit in an empty concrete bathroom, so to speak, and go for months and months and years without even receiving a letter. And now they're visited by a different kind of Santa Claus. You know, when they get one of my packages, they cherish them, they keep them. No mail is ever thrown away by a prisoner. It's so rare that they keep it. And I just wish that I could relay to you the profound effect that this ministry has had on those of us who are perceived as less than. And I thank you, Regina, for all your help, because you have been tremendous help providing your books and as many, as well as a host of others. And this book, In Warm Blood, goes much deeper than the introductions that I've previously produced. And it's promising to be a landmark in the lives of not only people who are bound by walls and bars, but by the prison of their own mind. Thank you, dear.
Hey, Joe, and I just asked a question on the board just as you released the mic. My question is, if people want to be pen pals with a prisoner who reads A Course in Miracles or NTI, can you hook them up? And I'm going to contact you and get hooked up if Joe.
Yes, I do. That's just exactly what I do, because individuals can't get into prisons. You can't send a book to prisoners unless you're an organization, unless you're a recognized foundation that does this. And I've been able to do this over the years. All you have to do is, if you want to connect any person, whether they're a prisoner now or headed there, go to acimlive.com. I'll post it here, and you can connect with me there. And there's a contact page where you can send me any information on any prisoner or anybody headed there. You know, the main thing we're trying to do is stop it before it begins, because prisons have become. I'll give you an example. When I was in prison, from the 60s to the 70s, there were maybe four maximum security facilities, prisons in Illinois. Today there's over 50, and that's just in this state. Prisons have become a business, a warehousing of those of us who are perceived as less. So, yeah, if you have somebody in mind, just send me the information through that site, through acimlive.com, and I'll make sure that they get the help that they need, if they need it. You know, they have to want it. You know, I don't just haphazardly throw it out to the wind. I wait until I get a specific request. And mostly what I do is send them a variety of books, from Course in Miracles to NTI to Robin Bushfield's books to anybody who has a desire to send books to prisons that send me their books, and there's a wide variety of them that I do. So the only challenge is postage and packaging and stuff like that, which I do by myself. I have no staff. I do it all by myself, and I meticulously choose who's going to get what depending on their level of intention. So, yeah, that's what I do.
Okay, so anyone who wants to get involved can contact Joe through acimlive.com. I know he also takes donations. Even though the books are typically given to him, it still costs money to package and ship the books. So, there we go. So thank you, Joe, for coming and sharing about your new book and sharing about your prison ministry. And, of course, Joe is an Awakening Together member. And if any other members ever have something they feel they want to share during a member meeting, just let me know. And, if it's appropriate, of course, like Joe's announcement, I'll let you have the mic and share. That would be wonderful. I love hooking people up as well. So we'll do that, too. The last thing I have to share with you is starting this month, on the third Sunday of every month, we're going to begin having what I'm calling an Awakening Together Satsang. It will be at the same time as the member meeting. The member meeting is the first Sunday of each month at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. The Awakening Together Satsang will be the third Sunday of each month at 8 p.m. And what I'm going to do with the satsangs, at least what I hope to do, is invite respected teachers that do not usually speak here to come and be available in a question and answer satsang type of environment. Not just come and talk at us, but interact with us. The very first teacher I've asked to come is someone who has come to the room a few times before, but has definitely never been a regular teacher for any length of time and is not teaching here now. Some of you may know him. His name is Mike Loewen. And I asked Mike if he would be our first Awakening Together Satsang guest, and he has accepted. So he will be here with me on the third Sunday of the month, which is the 19th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And then I have some ideas for other teachers I would like to invite, but also if you have ideas of teachers that you would like me to invite, feel free to drop me a line. Again, just to be clear, I'm really trying to invite people that are not usually here. So I'm not looking, even though we have great teachers that are in this room regularly, we can see those teachers regularly. So I'm looking for teachers that we respect and would like to hear from that are not typically here. And that's who I want to invite on the satsang. Yeah, cross Lynn off the list. Okay, Earl Purdy is a suggestion. I got that. Yeah, so people who are not usually here. It's okay if they've been here before, but they're not regulars. They're not regulars. That's the type of people I'm looking for. Also, when I invite someone, I may not always know them myself. Like, I don't actually know Mike Loewing. I have heard wonderful things about him from a couple of people, and for some reason, I don't know why, he came up in my heart as the first one to invite. In fact, he asked me why I was inviting him, and I told him the same thing I told you, that I didn't know why. That's the only answer I had. I said, I don't know why. All I know is that when I had the idea, your name came up as the first person, and that has just not gone away. I said, every time I see your name, it gets reconfirmed that you were the one I was to invite. And he said to me, that's the best answer in the world. So I don't know him. So when I bring someone to an Awakening Together satsang, I'm not necessarily bringing them because it is my opinion that you should believe everything they say. And I just want to make sure that you know that. What I would like, you know, like if I could give a gift to everyone, the gift that I would give in all circumstances is that we all learn to really listen to our own discernment and love. The reason I say that is in the beginning, there were teachers well, there's one teacher in particular, a couple teachers maybe, where I would hear things that they said that I would get an internal no to, like just no, right? But I wasn't able to take the no without also lumping judgment on top of it. So what would happen was I would not only hear a no to what they were saying, but then somehow I judged them also. And then there was a grievance there and a judgment against the person. And if other people mentioned that that person was a great teacher, there was a little stab of judgment in me. And I don't ever want to invite anyone into that situation because that's just not a helpful or a joyous situation. So I don't really want to invite anyone into judgment. But at the same time, to blindly believe everything someone says, that's just not exactly accurate either. There's a middle path. There's a middle path. And the middle path is discern and love. Both are absolutely possible. Ego doesn't want to think that it's possible, but it is. Discern and love, right? So if someone says something and there's an internal no, you know, we accept that's no for me. No, I'm not to take that on, not to take that in, right? And I love this person. Both are possible. So as I invite different people, and I have no idea who I will be coming. I see Marianne Williamson as another suggestion, but I have no idea who will be coming. And oftentimes I may not have checked out the person at all. I may just, all I need is that intuitive yes. Like, I haven't checked out Mike Loewing at all. I don't know anything about him, and he doesn't know anything about me, right? So, hopefully everything he says is absolutely clear, and everything he says we can discern yes, and hopefully that's true of every teacher that I ever invite here. You know, it's just they're all very clear, and we can always say yes, but if they're ever is something that really doesn't feel clear or doesn't feel quite right, then what I would like us as Awakening Together members, as the Awakening Together family to do, is learn to discern, no, that's not for me to take, and yes, I love this person. And yes, I'm glad I got to know another person better. And yeah, you know, so the yes is always there for the brother or the sister that we invite into the room, even though maybe not everything that they say is something that we take on and add to our internal collection of whatever we're carrying around. So, and I didn't say any of this because there's anything you need to be concerned about with Mike. Like I said, I know nothing about Mike, so I don't know anything other than I felt to invite him and he said yes. That's the extent of what I know about him. Over the next couple of weeks, I might pay a little more attention to his posts just to help prepare me for a conversation that we'll have, probably what we'll do during the Awakening Together satsangs. I don't really have this planned out, just like I never have anything planned out, but probably we'll start by getting to know the person a little bit, finding out what their spiritual path is or what their awakening experiences are, you know, get a little bit of an idea of who they are. And once we get that, we're going to open it up for questions and answers. And that's what it's going to look like. And if you all don't have questions to get started, I will probably try to, at least by the time they come, have enough information about the person that I can at least ask some questions to get the ball rolling. But I don't perceive this as Regina interviewing. If anything, my questions would be just to get the ball rolling. I really want you all to be able to bring your curiosities and your questions and anything you want to ask. Nikki is saying that he is a prior course student, so that's a good thing. I mean, he'll have a similar language as us. He'll understand our language since most of us are course students or have been course students. However, that may not be true of everyone I invite to the room. In fact, there's one person I would like to invite someday. His language is completely different, and we may even have to start the hour by getting familiar with his language. But there's a lot of reasons for inviting people to come that are from outside of our familiarity. And I really would like to get people that are outside of our familiarity, but their teaching still points in the same truth. One reason for that is there are some things, sometimes for some people, where the click that needs to happen. Oh yeah, I see Tay saying Elizabeth. Elizabeth would be great. I need to start, hold on you guys. I need to write this stuff down because my mind is not gonna remember this stuff. Okay, so we have had suggested Earl Purdy. We have had suggested Marianne. And we have had suggested Elizabeth. All right, that's good. Did I miss any? If I did, repost them. But again, I am hoping to get some people that are from outside of our circle, so not... some people that you aren't familiar with yet. And, Magdi, absolutely, Magdi. Yeah, I'd like to get Magdi. I'd like to get Timothy. Thank you, Tay. I've also thought about Francis. We only have, you know, we're getting a pretty good list here. David said he's not good at listing people he's not familiar with. Yeah. So what I'm saying is I'm hoping that other people will come into my awareness. Yes, David, besides just the people that we already know. yeah, David's cute. What was I going to say? Oh, one reason that it's helpful to invite people that maybe speak differently than the way that we tend to speak in here is that there are some things that are helpful that have not yet clicked for some people. I remember when I used to listen to David Hofmeister and, you know, on some of his old audios, there were people asking him questions, and sometimes they would ask and he would answer and they would ask and he would answer, and yet it just wasn't clicking. And I remember it wasn't clicking for me then either, to be honest. And I remember he would talk about this master switch in these old audios, and he would say at some point there's just this master switch that gets pulled inside. And then everything you don't understand now, you will understand. I call that the click. At some point, it clicks. And I even remember when it clicked for me, when the big initial click came. Maybe that's what he'll call the master switch. It's when I was receiving the book of Ephesians with NTI. That was a major shift for me. And so many things all kinds of practices and teachings that were not understood before then suddenly were. And we never know what's going to cause that click. You know, we never know what's going to cause that click. But if the click hasn't happened yet, listening to different people with different expressions, different ways of seeing it, that can be helpful to causing a click that has not yet occurred. So that's one reason why I want to just bring more people in here. The other reason is probably much, much simpler, in that I really just enjoy getting to know everyone. I enjoy hearing different expressions of the same truth. I enjoy hearing one person say it this way and one person say it that way. It has been fun for me for the last few years to really just look at the different expressions of the same thing. So that enjoyment is probably also another reason why I want to bring some people in here. But all of that is a very long-winded way of telling you that these satsangs will begin this month and then hopefully go on for a very long time with lots of interesting people coming. So the very first one will be the 19th in 2 weeks. With Mike Loewen, and we'll get to know him. Lynn knows some teachers I don't know, some, and I'm sure she can give me some suggestions too. So, so we'll just see what happens, see how this all unfolds. And Kathy says she likes this idea. Good, it should be fun. It should be fun. Let's see, but it seems that there was something else that needed to be said, but it's not. Oh, well, I don't think this is it, but what I will say is we do have the Santa Barbara retreats. Okay, Bob Ferguson, I'm writing that name down. Bob Ferguson. Muji, I would like. Let's go ahead and dream big. I'm writing Muji down. I'm writing that down. There's nobody that I won't write down. So let's see, maybe Muji. We'll see what happens. And who knows, it may start small, and 2 or 3 years from now, it could be bigger. There could be bigger people coming. You know, Rick Archer can get all kinds of people to come to his interviews. So we'll see what happens. The other thing I guess I was going to say was we do have several events coming up, but I noticed Tay has mentioned Santa Barbara. We do have Magdi, Timothy Conway, and Kirtana in Santa Barbara at our first Awakening Together Satsang Retreat. Diedrich is a possibility. Yeah, he's not here all the time. I'm writing Diedrich down, or Claudette. All right, they are written down. and we'll write Byron down, Katie. We'll write her down. And, of course, if we have to write her down, we have to write Eckhart down, too. We can't leave him out, right? So we'll write him down. Cliff said he'd be happy to come in under an alias. That's funny. Yeah, we got Earl Purdy. He was the first one on the list. So in September, as I was mentioning, September 12 to 14, we have our first Awakening Together Satsang Retreat in Santa Barbara. It is an absolutely beautiful location. Some of us were there last May for what was called an intimate weekend with Regina. The location itself is what inspired the Satsang Retreat. And we will have Magdi there, Timothy Conway, and Kirtana. And I know some of you guys may not know these names. Magdi may be the one that you know the best. Kirtana may be second, and Timothy third, possibly. But we didn't just pick these names out of a hat. Those of us who are on the member board of trustees worked with Rick Archer of Buddha at the Gas Pump, and looked at several people that he recommended to us for the Satsang Retreat. We looked at their interviews. We talked to them on the phone. We got to know them. And after, I don't know how long you guys think we talked about this, for 2 or 3 months, it seems like. I think we started in maybe late June, and it was September before we made decisions. 3 months, yeah, we really talked a lot, and then we came up with the people who felt right. And once we came up with the people who felt right, bam, bam, bam. It came to everything came together just like that. I mean, once the decision was made, everybody was booked very quickly, and everything just came together. So I feel really, really good about this retreat. Magdi doesn't have a website or anything like that. So if you want to check out Magdi, the best way to do that is to check him out on Facebook. He posts daily on his wall on Facebook. Magdi MB is his name in Facebook. I've just typed that in the room, but for the recording, it's MAGDI EM BE, Magdi MB. And yes, he's been here in the room a few times talking, and we'll try and get him for a Sunday night satsang as well. But the best way to get to know him is just watching him on Facebook. But I have been aware of Magdi for about 3 years. Magdi is not new to me. I didn't start talking to him until last year. But I'll tell you what impressed me about Magdi. I was invited to join a couple of Facebook groups, even though I've never perceived myself as enlightened or ever said such a thing about myself. I was invited to these groups that were supposedly for enlightened people only. And because I was invited into these groups, I went into these groups. And what was really interesting to me about these groups was what happened in there was an awful lot of, debate is actually a gentle word. Debate is a very gentle word. There was, you know, it would be more descriptive to say fighting and backbiting and attacking. And that's like all that happened. All that happened. And everyone seemed to get sucked in except for Magdi. I watched Magdi in these groups and I never once saw him get sucked in. And the more I watched and more people I saw get sucked in, the more respect I had for Magdi. So this impressed me. There was something there that seemed legitimate, that seemed to have integrity about it. And then at one point I asked him to be my friend, and then once I asked him to be my friend, of course, I started seeing more of his posts, the ones that he makes on his page coming into my feed, and just every one of his posts, so yes, 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 yes. And then we did invite him to come and speak in the room this summer, and he came a few times, and the same thing with his talks, just yes, yes. So this is what I loved about Magdi, and obviously the rest of the team also felt very good about Magdi because we voted together to invite him. So Magdi will be one of the speakers at the Santa Barbara retreat. The second speaker, Timothy, I don't think any of us had heard of him. So Timothy was new to us. Timothy was recommended to us by Rick Archer. And when we went to watch his video, I think that we fell in love, right? I mean, we'd seen a lot of videos by this time. And when we watched his video, we fell in love. What I was also impressed with was when I wrote to him. You know, it's kind of interesting sometimes when you make direct contact with a person to see how they respond to you. And to be honest, some of these people respond as if, you know, I don't have time for you. I don't know who you are. I don't have time for you. You know, and that's just the kind of response. And you have to kind of sell yourself to them to get them to even to listen to you and talk to you. Timothy was not at all that way. Timothy was so open and so loving. I'll tell you somebody else who's a lot like that is Bentino Massaro. Just so personable, as if. They cannot meet a stranger. They cannot meet a person who is not their best friend. In fact, I'm going to write Bentino down as well on our list, by the way. We've had him come here in Pueblo and speak to us. He's a really sweet guy. I was very impressed after having, you know, so many of these harder contacts, you know, trying to make contact. And you know, since they hadn't heard of me, they didn't want to make contact. And then Timothy's openness. Yes, I'm writing Adya down. Timothy's openness was just so nice. And I exchanged several emails with him. But then I also went and read his website. He has a large number of articles on his website. He's a prolific writer, and every one of his articles I also really, really love. So impressed through the video, impressed through the generous, generous response that I received from him, and then also through his writings. Michael Langford, boy, that's a long shot, but we will write him down on the list. I have communicated with him before. I've received one email from him, so I know that he does answer emails sometimes. So, but yeah, well, that would be you know, the world might, that, you know how they say when hell freezes over or when pigs fly, both of those things may happen if Michael Langford says yes, but we will give it a try. That would be wonderful to hear Michael Langford speak. I don't know if anybody's ever heard him speak. Has anyone ever heard Michael Langford speak? I don't know if anyone ever has, but that would be great fun. okay, so I've talked a little bit about Magdi. What does he look like? I don't know if anybody knows what he looks like either. Nikki says he's a carpenter and he's very quiet. I've been told he lives in the desert. Is that true? I don't know. Let's see. I got distracted by the Michael Langford idea. That is so fun. okay, yes, back to the Santa Barbara. So I've told you a little bit about Magdi and how he came to be invited. I've told you a little bit about Timothy and how he came to be invited. The third person is Cortana. And I don't remember how Cortana came to my attention. I had never heard of her either. Cortana is a musician. And we looked and looked and looked for what we thought was the exact right musician, and we didn't find one. And in fact, we didn't find one to the point that I was ready to say, okay, let's go without a musician. Let's just do Magdi and Timothy and go without a musician. And no, she's not the one who put NTI into music. That's someone else. But somehow Cortana came to my attention. I don't even remember how. And I fell in love with her music instantly. And I listened to song after song after song and just fell in love instantly. And in fact, this was the only time. Always I went to the team first, but this time I was so excited by her I actually forgot. And I wrote to Cortana before I went to the team and suggested, and she wrote back, you know, saying she would consider it. And during that time, I remembered, oh yeah, the team. I got to check with the team and see if they agree. Fortunately, when I suggested Cortana, and I think I maybe shared a couple of those songs, they all said yes very quickly. So, phew, I was off the hook on that one. And then she said yes. So if you want to check Cortana out, you can find her songs on iTunes. And I'll just spell her name for you. It's Kirtana, Cortana. She calls Gangaji her guru. Gangaji is her guru. She has performed or played, you know, with Gangaji, with Eckhart Tolle, with Muji. Her songs are just magnificent. Her songs are teachings in themselves. So the way this satsang is going to work is that Magdi will do a satsang, be with us in satsang Friday evening and Saturday morning. Timothy will be in satsang with us Saturday afternoon and Sunday morning. Cortana will do a concert for us Saturday night, plus we'll have songs from her sprinkled throughout the weekend. So this is a Friday evening to a Sunday lunchtime weekend. And then it is followed by another retreat right at the same location if you want to stay. That second retreat is with me. But it's silence in the morning, and this is a lovely, lovely location to be silent. It's silence in the morning through lunch, and then we will board a bus in the afternoon and go to different places of beauty in the afternoon, but we no longer need to be silent. So if we want to walk and talk together, we can. If somebody does want to separate from the group a little and have more silence, they can do that as well. And in the evening, we will get together. One evening, I have a movie that we'll watch, and we'll talk about Timothy Conway. We'll come back and have a satsang with us one evening. And then the other nights, we'll have discussions with me. So that's called the Soak in the Beauty Retreat. So if you want to register for both retreats, you only have to fly once. And you have a couple choices for flying. You can fly directly into Santa Barbara, and then it's a short cab ride to the event location, maybe 10 minutes. It's not far at all. Or Jay last time flew into L.A., and then Jay took some kind of a train. I don't know, Jay, if you can type in what the name of that was. Took a train from LAX up to Santa Barbara, and he always said, and somebody else took the Santa Barbara bus. Enlight IC. I'm not sure who Enlight IC is. I can tell you're a good friend. Oh, that's Jay. Oh, okay. I could tell by the comments it was somebody I knew, but I didn't know who. Okay, Jay has changed his name. So Jay took the Santa Barbara bus, and he said that was very easy and inexpensive as well to fly to LAX and then take that bus. So there's some good transportation options. The location is beautiful. The speakers that we have for the weekend retreat we really think are great and worth coming and spending a weekend with. And then also the soak in the beauty, silence and all of that I think will be another great, great retreat. So you can find those again on awakening-together.org under events. You have to register for each event separately if you want to come to both. You could also come just for the weekend or just for the week, if one speaks to you more than the other. All right. And yeah, Barbara's saying, oh, LAX is much less expensive to fly to. So yeah, so maybe we'll get more information from Jay about the bus and we'll add it maybe on the website so people can find out about that. Jay, do you mind sending me that information and I'll add it? He says it's about half as expensive to do it that way. All right, everyone, it's 7 o'clock. Thank you, those of you who are here for 2 hours, for spending 2 hours with me. I saw a question earlier about where is this audio posted. The audio of the member meeting will be posted on Awakening Together on the For Members menu, and then the Inner Ramana teaching will be posted on ReginaDawnAkers.com under Audios Inner Ramana. So that's where you'll find each of these audios once I get them posted. Everyone have a wonderful, wonderful evening. I'll see you tomorrow night for contemplation. Bye.